Survey, Support for Biden's Build Back Better Act Sinks. By Hannah Blow on December 21, 2021. Support for President Joe Biden's multi-trillion-dollar Build Back Better Act has declined in the last week alone. A Politico/Morning Consult survey released this week found. The survey asked voters whether they support or oppose the $4.91 trillion social spending measure and found 45% supporting it, compared to 40% opposing. However, that reflects a 5-point drop in support over the last week alone, as 50% said they supported the measure in the survey taken last week. At that point in time, opposition stood at 37%. Independent voters remained split on the left-wing legislative spending blitz, as 38% supported and 40% oppose. The survey, taken December 18 to 20, 2021, among 2,000 registered voters, has a margin of error of +/-2%. The poll comes mere days after moderate Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, announced that he will not support the measure, essentially killing the bill. The House version of the bill includes tax cuts for wealthy Democrats, a massive boost for amnesty and mass immigration, and several carve-outs for the far left's climate change agenda, as Breitbart News detailed. "I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I can't get there," Manchin said during an appearance on Fox News Sunday. "I've done everything possible. And you know my concerns I had, and I still have these concerns and where I'm at right now. The inflation but I was concerned about, it's not transitory. It's real, it's harming every West Virginian. Making it difficult for them to continue to go to their jobs," he said, citing the costs of gasoline, groceries, and utilities. "If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything possible," he added. "I can't get there." Manchin has voiced significant concerns about the bill's high price tag. He said that the Congressional Budget Office's CBO report stating that it would cost $4.9 trillion and add $3 trillion to the deficit if many of the sunsetted programs were permanently extended was sobering. Manchin also said he has had concerns with the bill's expanded child tax credit (CTC) provision, which was set to expire on December 31. The provision was created through the Democrats' $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Manchin's decision sparked outcry from members of his own party, prompting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, to promise a Senate vote on the legislation, aiming to put Manchin's opposition on record.